Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7-Eleven. Today, we're going to have a high of 82, some rain and thunder in the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, low of 62. And then Wednesday, more rain and thunderstorms, high of 78.
Not bad.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's been hot.
Hot?
I mowed the lawn yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I did. I finally did it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you mow more regularly, it doesn't take as long because it's quick.
Yeah.
And you have such a, you have a tiny little lawn.
I know. And I have a tiny little lawnmower.
You should have a manual lawnmower. Like one of the ones, the spinning blade ones push it. That's how small your yard is that you could have one of those and it would be fine.
It'd make my golf green in the backyard look better.
It would be like professionally done.
Yeah.
So you mowed the whole yard.
The whole yard.
Is that the first time this summer?
No. I just mowed my green. But I mowed the front. The front looked good. It's looking good.
Oh, my God.
Well, why don't you come over and do it then?
If you pay me, I absolutely will.
Here's your $10.
Yeah. Yeah, here's your $10. You know what? Worth it. Worth it. Good God. I want your neighbors to like you.
They do, I think.
In St. Joe, you're just that trashy guy in St. Joe.
No, for God's sakes.
Can we put a motor in the front yard?
Oh, we could. Throw a motor up there.
Oh, God.
Maybe like a weight bench.
You'd have the city just, yeah, so a weight bench, and we'll sit there drinking 40s while we're doing doing just all upper body. No legs.
We'll bench press with the weight bench for a couple 40s. We'll have like a barbecue out there.
It's going to be great, man. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Hey, quick shout out to the garbage man, Chris Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Or trash man. I'm not going to build him up and call him a garbage man. He's a trash man.
The trash man.
No, man, he got bit by a brown recluse.
Yeah.
And so
he's
had
dieted.
He had to take a couple weeks off of work and he figured out if they're going to lop his foot off or not.
Eesh.
Can we call you Stubby after that?
Stubby the trash man.
Stubby the trash man. Anyway, according to a new survey, more and more marriages are falling apart because of Fortnite.
Oh, my God. Really?
It seems people are spending so much time playing Fortnite that they're neglecting their spouse and maybe other areas of their life.
Yeah.
All right, look, I'm not saying don't play video games. I love video games. Okay, and this is for guys and gals. Gals can be addicted to video games, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for God's sakes, put it down every once in a while.
I just don't get the Fortnite thing. You know, I've seen Benny play it plenty of times.
It doesn't look that interesting.
I watch it, and I try to get into it, and I just don't get it.
I don't either. It doesn't look appealing to me at all.
You know, it's like an open world, so you're running around. You know, you're looting, so you're getting all these weapons and stuff. And then, like, a half hour into this game, like, he'll get shot, and that's it.
That's it.
So he wasted, like, 25 minutes running around, grabbing up all this stuff.
And then what, you start from the beginning, so it's not like you even have a save point?
Nope, no save point. You got to start over.
Is that the appeal? That does not look appealing to me at all.
It's not appealing to me at all.
You know, games I like are, like, story games that, like, The Last of Us, amazing storyline. Red Dead Redemption.
Great game.
They got a new one coming out there. Anything that's got like a story that I can get emotionally vested in these characters.
A story or a save point, at
least.
Yeah,
something, man. Yeah, hell, at least Super Mario had a story. You had to save the princess.
See, I'm like a 15, 20 minute gamer.
Yeah.
That's all I can do.
Dude, I can.
I get 20 minutes into it and I'm like, all right, I got to go do something.
If the story's good, I can play for a couple hours, you know, and it just flies by.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Fortnite, I just don't understand. And now people are losing their marriage over it. Just put the game down. Have sex with your spouse.
For God's sake.
Just for God's sakes. This is really cool. SpaceX has been building a giant rocket that will be able to take passengers around the moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elon Musk is no joke.
How far off do you think this is?
Not far. Not far at all. You already got a Tesla up in space.
Yeah. They've already made the announcement. They're calling it the Big Falcon rocket. Is expected to be able to transport 150 tons of stuff into low Earth orbit. The reusable rocket will be 348 feet tall, have 31 engines, and cost $10 billion to finish.
He's actually coming up with a lot of stuff. He's doing, first of all, the SpaceX program.
Yeah.
He's got Tesla.
Yep.
They're making batteries now that apparently you can just put in like your remote or your mouse or whatever, and you'll never have to change it again. He's also This is from a podcast I saw recently. He's in kind of the works of vertical takeoff airline jets.
Really?
Yeah. To where you don't need a runway anymore. Just boom. See ya.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're talking about, isn't there, there's some kind of plane that can go from like LA to New York in like an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nuts.
He's also building underground tunnels in New York City. He's
got mold people.
He's got one like half done, I think. It's basically you just get on the highway.
For crab people.
For the crab people.
Crab people. Crab people. All
right.
What would it take for you to go into one of these? Like, how many test missions or how many times would it take for you to be like, okay, I'll hop in one of those spacecrafts and take a trip around the moon?
Around the moon?
Not landing. Saying, okay, here's what it is. It's a five-day trip. We take you up into space. We go up to the moon. We go around. We come back. How many times would it take you?
For somebody to do it, for me to do it?
For you to go like, okay, yeah, I'm going to buy a ticket and do this.
I give a year of successful missions.
A year?
A year.
How many do you think they could get done in a year, though?
Probably a good amount. It's not going to be cheap.
No, it's not going to be cheap at all. No.
If you want your honeymoon to be around the moon, I'm sure you're going to have to pay a pretty penny. You know?
Yeah.
I'd say a year of successful missions. Everybody would be like, all right, let's go.
I was trying to think of something clever for honeymoon, and I couldn't do it. The moon and the honeymoon. You know,
you want to do it on the moon, huh?
No, I don't know. But, yeah, so who knows? Pretty soon we're going to have tourists in space.
I'm telling you, if you want to do yourself a favor, just look up Elon Musk and some of the stuff he's doing recently. The guy's a genius, man. Yeah. You know, and he thinks in a way of...
No, he's an alien. He's the only alien I believe in.
Seriously, if you listen to him, you wouldn't be opposed to that.
He's an actual alien. Aliens do exist, and it's Elon Musk.
When you hear the guy talk, you're like, yeah, he might be.
He literally goes, bleep, blorp, today. That was dumb. That's your morning dump. The morning.